98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Lots of showbiz going on this morning.
Oh, so much. First up, another Yellowstone spin-off series could be in the works. The OG show and the current spin-offs, they've all aired on Paramount Plus.
Uh-huh.
But this new one will reportedly air on CBS.
Oh, right.
They're switching things up, Brendan. Mm. According to Variety, the new show will see Luke Grimes return as Casey Dutton. And it was previously reported that Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley will reprise their roles as Rip and Beth in their own spin-off show that's currently in the works as well.
What is Yellowstone about now? Because I think I might confuse it. Is there another program called Yellow Jackets?
Yellow Jackets is that sci-fi supernaturally.
Okay, right,
Yellowstone's
Cowboys?
It's a ranch.
A ranch, okay.
It's a family that have owned it for years, and it's them trying to protect, you know, keep their land.
Is your man
from
in
the
it?
Native, what? Who?
From the bodyguards.
Oh yeah, Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. Yeah,
oh, he's the daddy.
Right. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, Yellowstone mastermind Taylor Sheridan has also created the prequels 1883 and 1923.
I've heard lots about these shows.
And there's another one that's called The Madison that's starring Michelle Pfeiffer. That's a sister series as well that's in the works. So
there's a whole universe.
There's so many. Yeah, because it spans across so many different decades. It's all the same family.
Okay.
I foolishly watched the last ever episode of Yellowstone.
Oh, no.
With my husband. And now I'm like, I don't think I should watch the whole series, but should I anyway?
You know how it ends.
I know how it ends.
Maybe it's nice to then see how it starts.
It's very good.
Okay, yeah.
Next up, Renee Zellweger has joined the cast of Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, that's fun.
It was previously announced that, is it Christoph Waltz or Waltz?
I think a bit of both.
He's one of the baddies in the Bond movies, isn't he?
He's always a baddie.
Yeah, well, he's going to be in this. I don't know who he's playing.
Right,
As well baddie. As Keegan-Michelle Key for season 5 of the comedy series. We know it's 3 podcasters, Martin Short, Steve Martin and Selena Gomez. They all live in the same building. Is it called the Arconia?
Wasn't Meryl Streep in it?
Yeah, Meryl Streep's in it.
Is she still
in
it?
Meryl Streep and Martin Short are together IRL dating reportedly.
Yeah, because it was rumoured before and now someone else confirmed it, some other famous person.
What a love story beginning. What a meet cute.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Meet cute.
I love that they've met each other. So anyway, that's going to happen. Renee Zellweger and Christoph Waltz in Only Murders. Elsewhere, a new teaser has been released revealing the title for the last ever Downton Abbey movie. So they've released the poster for this and it gives fans a glimpse at the glamorous Lady Mary Crawley played by Michelle Dockery. So she's wearing a stunning floor-length gown and she's walking through the halls of Downton Abbey. The release date's also been revealed.
Oh, yeah.
Confirmed in the post that reads, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, only in theatres on the 12th of September. And the tagline is quite emotional. Oh. It reads, the time has come to say goodbye.
Oh.
So this is the last movie, the third and final film that is written by the Downton creator and Academy Award winner, Julian Fellowes.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it, but I do love all the clips of Maggie Smith. Like, so funny.
I know,
funny.
She was just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Just so good. Finally this morning, I genuinely gasped when I saw this come up on my phone.
Yeah.
Kyle Richards is in Dublin.
Stop.
Yeah. She was spotted yesterday in the Storyteller with her friend, country singer Morgan Wade.
Oh.
They posed for a picture with the co-owner of the pub, Jack Brennan.
Yeah.
Who posted it on the social media.
Yeah.
Kyle is here in Ireland because Morgan is a country singer and she's performing in Whelan's tonight.
Okay.
Yes. Kyle also put up an Instagram story.
Are you going to Whelan's later?
Perhaps. Kyle also put up an Instagram story of herself with a packet of Hunky Dory crisps.
Not the new ones.
Right, no,
they've a new hot and spicy,
you know,
or something.
The Hunky Dory is the green packet, not the pale
sour
green.
Sour cream and chive.
No, the dark green.
Cheese and onion.
Oh, they're so pungent, but they're so delicious.
A Hunky Dory salt and vinegar is so strong that your cheeks go numb.
Oh, no, they do.
Like, in a good way. I love them.
I love the OG cheese.
There's a new
onion.
Hot and spicy flavour,
yes,
I think,
all
that we need to try. Yeah.
But, so, Kyle, put up a picture of herself with a packet of Hunky Dories.
Yeah.
You might go, well, why? You know, does she just want a crisp or what? No, she's referencing a moment that her sister Kathy created on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Kathy Hilton is known for one very famous moment, this one.
But it's hard for me to sit there and pretend like everything's great and a Hunky Dory when it's not. Who is Hunky Dory?
Who is Hunky Dory? Is that a nickname for someone?
Sorry, that is brilliant.
I know. You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com. 98FM's
All Day Big Breakfast.
And speaking of the weekend, Russell is here with the best events on in the city over the next few days.
Woo! Hello, good morning.
Hiya, love.
Hiya, love. How are you doing? I'm going to do the entire thing in a Northern English accent, so I'm like on Coronation Street.
No one will turn off their radio.
No. Be like, why am I listening to English radio? No, we're going to do this in Dublin. So, a few things to look at this weekend. King Lear, the Shakespearean.
I didn't study this for my leave in Cert. I was. What's the other one? Macbeth.
Yes, Macbeth. I was a Macbether as well.
Yeah, we're the same year.
No, I didn't do Shakespeare at all.
Oh, did you not?
No,
I was in the lower rung of the English category.
Find that wild, Brent. You're right for a living.
One of my best friends, who finds it very hard to spell, likes to remind me all the time that he did. No, he does. He did higher level English and I did ordinary level.
Wow.
Yeah, he just throws that at me every now and then.
Look at you now.
Look at me.
Look at you, amazing. So King Lear, it's a Shakespeare play. I believe he's written a new one. something like that. It's a masterpiece of one of his greatest plays. If you're into that kind of classic drama and everything like that, this is the first time it's been performed at the Gate Theatre in Dublin in 80 years. So it's quite a special thing, and it's quite a long run. It's going on from yesterday until the 27th of April. The Gate Theatre is, you said the word,
it's fab.
It's fabulous. It's beautiful.
It is. It's lovely.
It's a gorgeous spot. I love going in there, and it's just the most magical little spot.
They've done a few of the like kind of immersive shows where they just kind of strip everything out and the whole place becomes the stage. It's fab.
Did they do Gatsby years ago? And I remember my sister and her friends going for a hen.
Yeah.
And Paul Mescal was in the Gatsby.
Yeah. Along with
spectacle.
Amy Huberman's brother.
Wow.
Whose name escapes me right now.
Brother Huberman. Lovely. And they're also doing school performances as well. So if you were in a higher level, you would have been able to go to this.
That's very handy because you know the way you want to go and see these things, but sometimes it's full of school children who maybe don't stay as quiet as you want.
Exactly. Yeah, so there's a couple of 11 a.m. performances there. So teachers, if you're listening, which you probably shouldn't be right now this time of the morning, you should listen up for that. There's if you're single and like throwing axes, there's an event for you. Hey, who knew? Fresh Connections Dublin, they run a lot of like singles events. They are, if you're looking to find new people in a fun environment, they're doing a singles axe throwing session tomorrow afternoon.
Great way to meet someone.
I think it's wonderful. If you've never done it before, they'll give you a full coaching session and everything. That's a bit of fun. That's in the Axe Club, which is on Gaelic Street in Dublin 3, just up by the Five Lamps. It's not necessarily a matchmaking event, but you know, if you would find
a like-minded person.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quite specific.
It's very specific.
It's gotten very popular though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's one on is it called Queen Street down near Smithfield? It's called Game of Throws.
Yeah.
I see people in the window when you're walking past.
I know, and you're like, no, please don't. Don't hurt me. If you're around the Smithfield area as well, around 1 p.m, there is a sponsored ab sale by 1 and 4 who do a lot of great work for survivors of abuse. That is in off the amazing looking tower that's just there. If you're wondering what's going on, sometimes you know when something's going on, you're like, what is that? That's what's going on there. People have been fundraising for that and getting lots of great funds for that. There's a drama workshop again in the Gate. This is part of the Five Lamps Festival, which is taking place until the 6th of April. This happens next Tuesday and you can still book for it and it's free.
So this is
kind of, if you're not really too confident or used to you know, being on stage or having drama kind of improv.
I'm not used to the drama.
No, you're not. You're very tame.
I'm like, I'm used to the drama in life but not on stage.
Yes. But can you bring it to the stage, honey? You can explore, like, it's creative expression, build resilience, and it's a nice kind of holistic way of like enjoying
it. I think it's a really impressive thing to do. Like, anyone who kind of like tries out acting or stand up, I think it's so impressive.
Yeah, it's very brave.
I think it's terrifying.
Yeah, no, I think it's a scary, scary thing. Yeah. I used to do speech and drama as a teenager, and like the idea of going on a stage now terrifies me.
Yeah,
I know, I had all that, so maybe go and build my confidence up again. Yeah. Who knows? This is a really lovely thing because obviously Mother's Day is taking place on Sunday, and you know, there's a lot of people who may, for whatever reason, aren't in the mood to celebrate it. Yeah. There's actually a nice gathering called No Mother's Tay in the Fumbly Cafe on Sunday evening, and it's basically, if you want to come along, just mark the day, have a laugh, have some tears, have a tea, get together with some people in a similar situation.
It's
lovely. There's comedians and everything there as well. And there's CC Peniston.
That just did it itself. Yeah. I didn't press that
button. That's grand. There's an origami workshop. I've got to talk up to the vocal.
I apologise. I wanted you to talk longer.
There's an origami workshop in the Hugh Lane Gallery next Thursday. And Dame Stuffy is in the Red Cow on Mother's Day as well. I am determined to talk up to the vocal
Keep
here.
Going.
So it's the Mother's Day Cabaret Show. Tickets are still on sale.
Seven seconds.
It's on from 4 p.m. and that is what's on in Dublin here on 98FM.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.